This past week has been a very long week for me. So much so that I really don't even have a sermon. I've been in the midst of a fight, a spiritual fight. I've been in the midst of mourning. I've been in the midst of war, looking for peace. Ecclesiastes 3 just about said it all. Jesus said sometimes we need to pray with fasting. Did that. Lost weight. Did not get an answer. I've told many of y'all before that I've asked to leave. I've asked God to pull me out. I've asked God that I go somewhere else. Each time he's told me no. This time I figured I had him, so I started fasting. And I heard the loudest no I've ever heard before. And he had a lot of bass in it. I've spoken with some of the members of the congregation. I've spoken with all the pastors. This is hard for me. You see, I've been in other churches, three churches, where they fell apart. From a mega church to a little country church. Last church I was in before I came here, we lost the senior pastor, the associate pastor, and the youth pastor in 3 weeks. One right after another. I've seen a mega church with a pastor where hundreds of thousands of people went and their lives were changed. Saw him fall. I've been to a million small church. Wasn't much bigger than we are. The pastor had it together. And then he lost it. I've been the last one out of church 3 different times, just about. I am not going down without a fight. I love y'all. You don't understand. I will not go down without a fight. For me right now, it is a time of war. And I am so sick and tired of the enemy hurting my friends. I'm so sick and tired of the enemy coming in and putting sickness on you people. I'm so sick and tired of the division that's in this church. I am sick and tired. Sick and tired of the spirits that are allowed to walk in this church. Mark chapter 1. Jesus comes out into Capernaum. He goes into a church, a synagogue. And in that synagogue, as soon as he walked in, what happened? A spirit. Spirit sang out, "What do we have to do with you? Have you come to send us before our time, O Holy One of God?" That man had been in that synagogue probably since he was a young man. The enemy can hide very easily. And some churches, he'll sit front row center. Some churches, he'll be back in the very back. But he's here. I've failed you. I've failed you as a pastor. As David was. David was a run of a boy. And he was a shepherd. And he defended his flock against what? Lion and a bear. Didn't lose a lamb. Didn't lose a lamb. David went out to fight Goliath. You know he took 5 stones, right? You know why he took 5 stones? Goliath had 4 brothers. I don't know what to say. I've prayed to the Lord and asked him, what am I supposed to do?
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. That's what you're supposed to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus. Right?
Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that we're supposed to do that? I'm not talking about right now just because you're caught up in the moment. I'm talking about, are we supposed to stand up and fight?
Amen.
Are we not supposed to storm the gates of hell?
Yes.
William Booth. William Booth. If I have the Spirit in me, I'll claim the gates.
Amen.
He's already gone down and took keys. That's not if he's in me. I know he's in me.
If he's deep down in your heart and soul, Pastor Buck, you already know.
If you're
still breathing, he is in you.
That I know.
Amen.
I know that the day that I asked Christ to come into my life, the day that I was sitting in that church in a very comfortable seat watching what was going on and said, God, if this is you, I believe. Yes, they are. If he called me, definitely all things are possible.
I'm talking about the Almighty.
I'm talking about the Almighty too. And his calls are not without repent.
There's no high but the Most High. Don't set your bar high. Set your bar on the Most High.
I know who my bar is set on, but I also know when...
Take yourself out of it.
Hang on. Stop.
I'll stop.
Hang on.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We ready to fight?
Yes.
Are we ready to fight?
I'm ready to fight if God is with me. Without God, I am nothing. I cannot fight. Without God, I'm the biggest wimp in the world, but
I know this. Good. Who else is the Spirit with? Who else is the Spirit with?
Amen.
Who else is the Spirit with?
Amen.
Comes a time battle. Come the time in battle where you have to sit down and rest. Come the time in battle that you've been out there so long, you get the 1,000-yard stare. You're numb. You've just about seen all the horrific things that man can do to man. You're numb. You've been poured out. When that time comes, they have to pull you off the front line. They have to send you back. They have to let you get your mind back together. They feed you really good. They try to get you someplace where there's no large sounds until the time that you've been strengthened again. And when you've been strengthened again, you know you got to go back out on the front line. David, they wouldn't even let him go out one time. That's when he got in trouble with Bathsheba. David would always lead from in front. By the time he got in trouble with Bathsheba, they told him, no, you need to stay back and rest. We've got this. The enemy loves confusion. The enemy loves to mess you up. His sole purpose is to kill and destroy the object of God's eye. And who is the object of God's eye? It says in the Bible that God made man a little lower than the angels. That is not the correct translation in the Hebrew. Hebrew says that God made man a little lower than himself. When we were created in the garden, God created Adam perfect and woman perfect. But the enemy was already in a fallen state by that time. And the enemy caused us to fall. Because it could sound so much like God. But it's always that little hook in the end. Did God truly say? Yes, he did. But did he not also say, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that have heavy burdens. Come unto me, all ye that are broken and hurt. Well, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. Who do we lay our burdens on? If you're married, generally your wife or your husband. That's who we lay our burdens on. They've got their own. Christ said, give me your burdens, take my yoke, for it is easy. I don't like change. Just for the sake of change. But I also know who my Lord is. And I also know what His Spirit wants me to do. I know that I've been a soldier in my life for a reason. I understand how to take command. I understand to do what I'm told. In the military, they break you down, all the way down, to where you don't question orders. That it becomes muscle memory, that you react to whatever the situation is, whatever the command is. It's yes, sir, and carry on. We are in warfare, brothers and sisters. But that's good. Because spirits have been identified. When you know who the enemy is, you can fight him better. When you understand the tactics of the enemy, you can take the battle to his front door instead of our front door. It's easier to fight the enemy out there than the enemy within. What's the saying? United we stand, divided we fall. If we allow the enemy to come in this place and make himself at home, we're no different than a country club. Just a feel-good place that you can go on Sunday morning, sit down, get dressed up before you come. Sit down and say yes. And see all your friends that you ain't seen since last week. Gone at that, I'm going to have here. We're here because we love God. We're here because we've been called here. Right? Y'all could have gone to any other church today. Some of y'all drove a great ways. Past dozens of churches. Some of y'all only drove a little ways. And still past dozens of churches. Where I live alone, there's at least 7 churches within a half mile. Any flavor you want. But this is our home. This is our sanctuary where we come in to receive the word of God from each other. This is where we come in and seek healing not only from God but from each other. Because God will use you. He will use you. Use me. A lot of people still shaking their head. In my own family. My personal family. It cost me my mother, my father, my brothers and sisters. My blood. What it cost me. But you know what? I'd pay that price again and again and again. Why? Because all y'all. Because you are my brothers and sisters. And we may fight like a family from time to time, but we do love each other, don't we? And we still pray for each other, don't we? Father, I do have a prayer. Father, help us kill our pride and our arrogance and run to you and seek help at this time. Lord, we humble ourselves before you because you are the only King and Lord, and have all authority over creation and the church. We love you, Lord. Guide us in all our ways. Give us peace and rest in thee. It is in Christ Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. At this time, I'd like to call Ronnie down. Hang on. Ronnie has an announcement. I'm quite sure many of you have heard.